B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Callie, you sent us a message and said that your new boyfriend, or newer boyfriend, Justin, I guess, you guys haven't been dating that long, but you think he was a little bit more serious in the beginning than you're feeling in the relationship right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for about 5 months, and in the beginning, he was all over me, and he called me and texted me all the time, and I just feel like he's been, I don't know, withdrawing, pulling back from me lately, and I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. So a mutual friend that introduced us, she couldn't confirm that the fiance that he had, that they were, you know, like, completely done. She thought they were done, though.
Okay. I mean, are you seeing him on late night phone calls? Is he mysteriously going away for hours at night? I mean, is it just him just being pulled back? I mean, what?
Yeah, what's the real reason that got you to say, hey, I got to do War of the Roses?
I mean, okay. So he's just being dodgy, you know, whereas like he would come over, he's not coming over.
I mean,
he's not coming over at night.
I can't say I wouldn't be surprised if old fiance is kind of lingering again then.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, if like a guy after 5 months wants to just pull back without, I know, Lauren, you're supposed to have the conversation, you know, maybe he wants to slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just subtly trying to slow things down. Maybe he will send it to you, but let's find out.
Okay, I'm going to give him a phone call. Here's the deal, though. When we ask him who you want to send the flowers to, make sure you wait and hear also what he puts on the note. That could be very telling, okay?
But okay.
Callie, do you know the fiance's name, just out of curiosity?
Her name is Megan.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name is Amber. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt anything? Is this a good time?
Nothing I can't get back into.
Okay. Hopefully I can make your day a little better. I have a dozen beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to be able to send these flowers.
Okay. Yeah, that actually works out really well because I'm not really working right now. So to have something nice to give to someone free, that's actually really good.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you have someone in mind you'd like to send these to?
Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Oh, this dude is wasted. Right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I mean, it's 1:15 in the afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Should be quiet.
He's not on the phone. He put the phone down.
I know, but in case he comes back.
I don't hear a thing. Did he pass out?
Justin, are you there? Did we get disconnected?
No, we're on the line.
Did he go?
Callie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's he doing? You didn't tell us he was a pothead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I'm glad you're still there. Everything's okay, right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these flowers to?
Yeah. Let's do Meg. That'd be good.
Okay. And I have a card to go with these roses.
I mean, I'm not like a poet guy. So just something romantic, you know.
Okay, so this is a romantic relationship that we're sending these flowers for.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah, you could put that on there. That's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. Justin. What?
Callie?
Yeah, Callie.
Wait, you work for the flower place?
You idiot. What kind of idiot are you? I work at the flower place. You know where I work.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but Justin, no. Callie does not work for the flower place. You're on War of the Roses on the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
And you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, you're cheating with Meg or Megan.
Why are you doing this? You've been back with Meg. You're back with Meg?
Okay, look. With Meg, like, I don't know. She just, like, gets me, you know? Like, we kick it and play Xbox and, like, eat Fritos and stuff. It's just...
What? You eat Fritos? Come on.
Like, what we have is, like, one thing, but, like, I don't know. This is just, like, so chill and fun and stuff.
Okay.
You know what? Well, you and Ned, you go, and you smoke all the weed you want. I don't want you. You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, have fun playing Fortnite.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.